Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, April 12th, 2023. I'm Tom Merritt. For some searches, Bing has started to include full chatbot responses in place of snippets. The answers show up at the top of search results, come with a label indicating that it was summarized from multiple sources, and include a text box so you can continue chatting about the topic if you like. NVIDIA officially announced, after many leaks, they officially announced the RTX 4070 graphics card, available Thursday, April 13th, starting at $599 as a Founders Edition. 4070 is smaller than the 3080, so it can fit in most cases, but matches it in performance, supporting 1440p video at more than 100 frames per second. It also supports ray tracing, has the new DLSS3 upscaling, and includes 12 gigabytes of VRAM and support for the game-friendly AV1 codec. Google has expanded its free ad-supported TV, or FAST, listings in the Google TV interface. If you have a device that runs Google TV, you can find more than 800 live channels now in its guide interface. That includes news channels from the major broadcasters, free channels from Tubi, Pluto TV, Plex, Haystack News. And if you pay for a service like Sling TV, or if you've piped in over-the-air channels from your antenna, those will show up in the guide as well. A similar TV guide and free channels will come to some Android devices later this year. Google is rolling out its auto archive feature for Android as well. If you turn on the feature, it'll delete apps you don't use, but not your personal data. So it'll be easy to restore those apps later if you need to. OpenAI has launched a bug bounty program on the crowdsourced BugCrowd platform. Bug bounty programs pay rewards for security researchers who find and responsibly report security flaws. OpenAI's bounties range from $200 to $20,000, depends on the severity of the flaw. The company did clarify that issues with its AI model's performance, you know, like if ChatGPT says something wrong or offensive, should be reported separately from systems issues with things like the API. OpenAI has a separate form for reporting those kinds of safety issues. Also, jailbreaks and bypasses of safeguards are out of scope for the bug bounty program. But that bug last month that exposed users' email addresses to each other would have qualified for a bounty had the program been running. Twitter CEO Elon Musk told the BBC Tuesday that running Twitter has been quite painful, that he sleeps in an unused library at Twitter's offices, and that the company will reach positive cash flow this quarter, as most advertisers have returned or indicated that they will return. He said buying Twitter was the right thing to do, but he also said he did it because a court was going to force him to. Those are his words. He also told the BBC he would change its designation, the BBC's designation, from government funding to something like publicly funded, to be more accurate. NPR has said it will stop posting on Twitter because of being labeled government funded. Meanwhile, Business Insider reports that Twitter has purchased around 10,000 GPUs to use in its data center to bootstrap a generative AI project. The idea would be to train on Twitter's own data. Ethereum's big switch from proof of work, which uses energy-intensive methods to validate transactions, to proof of stake, which does not, will complete with the Shanghai upgrade, or Chapella, set to go into effect around 6:30 p.m. Eastern Wednesday. The upgrade began earlier this year, with some Ethereum users offering a portion of their holdings as a stake. That gave them the right to participate in transaction validation, rather than cranking a GPU to solve some hard math problems in order to participate. Those who offer a stake earn some Ethereum when they participate, but since the transition began, they've not been allowed to withdraw their stake or their earnings in order to get the system, you know, up and running. The Shanghai upgrade will start allowing withdrawals, bringing the proof of stake system to its normal operating form. The Sony Semiconductor Solutions subsidiary has invested in Raspberry Pi. The deal adds to the existing relationships between the two companies to give Raspberry Pi users access to Sony's Atrios platform and IMX500 imaging sensors for adding computer vision applications. Finally, Intel Foundry Services is partnering with ARM. Just repeat that for you. Intel Foundry Services is partnering with ARM to let semiconductor designers build low-power systems on a chip with ARM designs using Intel manufacturing on its 18A process. The deal will focus on mobile chips to start, but it intends to expand to automotive, IoT, data center, aerospace, and more. Intel and ARM will work together to optimize the designs for Intel's process manufacturing. One result is that ARM designs can include Intel's PowerVia power delivery tech, as well as its ribbon FET transistor architecture. There will be a combined Intel and ARM mobile reference design as well. MediaTek and Qualcomm have signed on already to use Intel Foundry Services, and NVIDIA is considering it. Cats and dogs designing processors together. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.